We sometimes hear that we develop thoughts of goodwill and the other Brahma Viharas because other people deserve our goodwill, our compassion, our empathetic joy. But the Buddha never talks in those terms. Goodwill, he says, compassion, empathetic joy, these are your protections. They protect you against yourself. Most obviously against yourself in the present and the future. In other words, if you think of doing unskillful things, it's usually because of ill will or a lack of compassion or resentment, callousness, carelessness, apathy. And then that bad karma is going to come back at you. So if you develop thoughts of goodwill, compassion, empathetic joy, it's going to be hard to make bad karma. That's protection in the present, protection in the future. Then there's protection from the past. We all come here with a karmic background that we don't know. We don't come with a little history attached to us when we come out of the mother's womb, saying that watch out for this person has done this, this, this in the past. Or telling you to watch out for yourself because you've done this, this, this in the past. That's kind of scary, because as the Buddha said, you can do a lot of good in this lifetime. But then it turns out you've got some bad karma from the past, and that'll come and pass ahead of you. Get in line ahead of you as you leave this life. So you've got to protect yourself from that as well. And as the Buddha said, you make your mind expansive, you make your mind wealthy. So what you've done in the past, if it's anything bad, the effect will be minimized. And if it's a small bad action, it'll be almost hardly felt at all. One image he gives is of a big lump of salt. You probably know this image. You put the lump of salt in a small cup of water and you can't drink the water because there's so much salt and so little water. But if you take that same lump of salt and you throw it into a large, clean river, you can still drink the water because the water is so much more. Another image he gives is of being wealthy. A poor person steals a goat and is fined in such a way that he can't pay the fine, so he gets thrown into jail. A wealthy person steals a goat, if there's a fine, well, he can pay it with no problem. So you try to make your mind expansive, you try to make it wealthy. The most obvious way of making it expansive, of course, is to develop the Brahma Viharas again. When you're not concerned just about your own happiness, we're concerned about the happiness of beings at large. And when the results of past karma come, they don't seem so big. They don't seem so overwhelming. Because you have a larger perspective. As for wealth, the Buddha talks about goodwill as being amongst wealth. And as a meditator, you can take that on as your wealth as well. If you greet unpleasant things with a lot of goodwill, it's a cushion, just as wealth can cushion you against a lot of the hard knocks of life. But the Buddha says there are other things as well besides the Brahma Viharas. In each case, you're enlarging your mind. You're giving your mind wealth. First is to be trained in virtue, which is a form of noble wealth. Trained in discernment. So you can step back from your pains and learn how to separate the pain from the mind. This is an important skill you've got to learn as you meditate, and this relates to two other skills you have to master, what the Buddha calls being developed in body and developed in mind. And it doesn't mean going down to the gym or taking chemicals to strengthen your brain. Basically, it means not being overcome by pleasure, not being overcome by pain. And you learn that skill, or those skills, by concentration. You're sitting here focusing on the breath. If there are any pains in the body, you have to learn not to be bowled over by them. You learn the skill of looking for other parts of the body where there's no pain. Focus there. Maximize the pleasure in that part of the body by the way you breathe, by the way you focus. And then think of that pleasure flowing through the area where the pain is. Sometimes the pain will actually go away. Other times it won't. But you've learned how not to be afraid of the pain. You're not the target for the pain. You have a sense that there are things that you can do. That sense that you have skills that you can use to handle the situation. That expands the mind. It makes it larger than the problem. And that ability to step back. That's going to be one of your important skills for making your mind larger than whatever negative things come your way. As for not being overcome by pleasure, you'll find that as the mind settles down and things begin to get quiet, calm, it's very easy to blur out because you've dropped the breath and you focused on the pleasure. To master concentration, you have to learn how to be with pleasure but not be overcome. You breathe in a way that feels comfortable, but you stay focused on the breath. You let the sense of comfort do its work. You don't have to exclaim over it. You don't have to get all excited. You don't have to indulge in it. It's there. It does its work. But you're creating the conditions for more pleasure. You're still working. Otherwise, you're like the sort of person who gets a job, gets your first paycheck, and then runs away to have a good time spending your money. And when you run out of money, you come back. A rare boss nowadays who would let you back. But even if the boss would let you back, there's very little likelihood that you're going to move ahead in your job. What you've got to learn how to do is to be with the pleasure, allow the pleasure to do its work while you maintain your focus on the causes. That way you can get past the pleasure to get a sense of the greater stillness that comes from the mind is equanimous. This too is a larger mind state. Backs up the goodwill, backs up all the other things you need to know. You make your mind larger than the event. You might say you want to make the mind larger than the world. The world can do all those things, but because the mind is larger than the world, it can't step on you. Because you have to notice, when the Buddha says that the Brahma-viharas protect you, when your virtue, when your discernment, when your ability to be with pleasure and pain and not be overcome. He's not saying that the bad things of the world will go away or they'll stop and the world will become a much better place. Remember back when 9/11, someone said, the events of 9/11 burst his complacent Buddhist bubble. Well, complacent Buddhist is an oxymoron. The Buddha knew full well the world was going to be a bad place. I mean, after all, his cousin tried to kill him. The Buddha met with opposition throughout his life. But he was able to create a state of mind that was above all those things. He did have his past bad karma, but he was able to be with it and not suffer from it. This relates to the final quality, which I mentioned just now, which is that you're developed in discernment. The discernment is the ability to step back and look not only at your pains, but also at the clinging and craving that go into the pain. And learn how to disidentify yourself with the things that you really like to do, like to hold on to. Here again, you're making your mind larger than they are. More expansive. You watch your activities in the mind itself. This is what's called metacognition, M-E-T-A, cognition. The mind's ability to observe itself and pass objective judgment on itself. This is what it means when the Buddha says the mind is luminous. It can observe itself. It can watch itself. It's not a big darkness to itself. Now we can see when the mind takes up unpleasant situations, unpleasant sensations, what it's doing. How you can let go. You see how you're the one who's causing the trouble. Other people can say and do bad things, but it's how we process these things that determine whether we're going to suffer or not. So you have to be bigger than the events. So all around, you want a larger mind. This larger mind is also a wealthy mind. After all, virtue and discernment are among the forms of noble wealth. It's the wealth that protects you. So when you're fined by your past karma, you have more than enough to repay the debt. Because we do go through life with lots of debts. But if you amass this inner wealth, it comes with a enlarged mind. Then there's no debt that's going to overwhelm you and take all your wealth away. The mind is cushioned from itself, cushioned from its past bad actions. And so it's in this way that the Brahma-Viharas, plus all these other skills, protect you from past unskillful actions, the possibility of present unskillful actions, the possibility of future unskillful actions. You're protected in all three time frames. So as long as you're still in time and space, enlarge your mind so it's bigger than time and space. That way the events within time and space can't step on you.